some of the ways that I saw the bribe start. First one I saw was a rep came in and invited a doctor, because I was listening, to Bimini for 5-day snorkeling vacation. And I was passed out when I heard that. One rep from California said, well, I bought my doctor a $15,000 Birkin handbag. The other Midwestern rep said he didn't like his doctor's suit, so he bought him a $5,000 to $6,000 Armani suit and expensed it on their expense reports. It went from golfing to renting a box for a big concert to Phillies games, Eagles games, strip clubs, lap dances, you name it, they received it as gifts and bribes. My name is Lisa Prada. I was a pharmaceutical sales rep for 32 years. The first place I was there, 17 years, was Carter Wallace. Then I went to AstraZeneca. Then I went to Abbott, Serono, and then I went to Questcor. When an MS patient has an exacerbation or an attack or a flare, they're injected with Acthar and it calms down and reduces inflammation, thus improving their symptoms. The FDA approves the medication, but there are specific dosages that must be followed because that is what the FDA approves the drug for. It is illegal to sell the drug other than what is in that package insert.
And that's what you were pressured to do?
Absolutely, yes. Not pressured, told. It was an order. Acthar was approved for 4 vials for 20 days. Each vial's 5 days. But Questcor wanted it for 5 days, which is 1 vial, in order to get approval for Medicare, Medicaid, and the other insurance companies. I knew in my heart that was off-label, and I knew that the patients were never going to get better and they were going to progress downward in their disease and get worse. I was getting the pressure when I rode with my manager, especially. Each rep usually rides with your manager once a month for 2 straight days, and they go in on the calls. They would yell at me in the car, why aren't you selling a 5-day? Your sales are down. I said, because it's not the same dose as the package insert, and I don't want to go to jail. One yelled at me so bad, his veins were bulging out of his neck. You're going to do this. I don't care. I was afraid for my safety because I was afraid he might haul off and punch me or choke me. What they would do is they would approach a physician who maybe had no experience, and they would say, hey, how would you like to do a study? We'll pay you X amount of dollars to do the study, but it only 10 patients, and we'll pay you $500 per patient. This was just, to me, a bogus study that would never wind up an abstract or even accepted into a major journal. But subliminally, it was conditioning them to become an Acthar cheerleader. They would use the drug and they were in condition to using Acthar and prescribing it. So it was subliminal conditioning by paying them. And then, well, this ain't too bad, so I'll use it on my patients. And then their prescribing habits change. They'll think of the dollars. Well, the competitor, Solumedrol, is not giving me any cash. I'll go with who's paying me. They send invitations via the MS Society to patients to attend a very nice dinner. And it's sad because they're looking for hope. The patients will come, then the doctor speaks about taking Acthar for 5 days. And this sounds like getting gold. like the cure for cancer. So they go home. If they get an attack, they will call and they are like, I don't want Cyamedrol. I want Actar. And they get Actar. I did a patient program and I hear somebody yell, Lisa, Lisa. And it was this beautiful woman. Her name was Melanie with a cane. Early 30s. She had two kids. She indicated to me she just was diagnosed with MS. She had a cane, so I knew her disease was progressing. She said, Lisa, I don't want to listen to the doctor. I want your opinion. Do you think that Actar is going to help me? And I went, oh. And I gave her the line because it's illegal to give medical advice. I said, I'm not at liberty to do that. Your neurologist has to make that recommendation. Well, I went in the bathroom and I broke down. I cried uncontrollably, thinking, what am I doing? You know, she's not going to get better. I knew she wasn't going to get better. So I cleaned up, finished the program, went outside. That was my aha moment. I want to bring QuestCore to their knees for what they've done to these MS patients. I can't not help. I didn't tell anybody what motivated me to do that. I still see Melanie now, every day. You know, in my dreams, it's tough. It's hard, but I had to be strong. And I did. And I think I got justice. Patience. I'm sorry.
It was a big deal announced today. Just this morning, we learned that Mallinckrodt, the drug company that was spun off by Covidien just last summer, is buying QuestCore Pharmaceuticals for $5.6 billion. Mallinckrodt, after initially...
I saved everything. Everybody else deleted stuff. So anything that was sent, I would print off to send to the DOJ.
We believe that the QuestCore acquisition and Actar enables us to further develop our growth opportunities.
I got, you know, just looking through the Reuters story, there is an ongoing investigation by the United States Department of Justice into their promotional practices and related matters. How can you get comfort with an ongoing investigation?
Well, clearly,
many in the pharma industry, including Mallinckrodt, have the idea that nothing can touch us. We're invincible. So they're like, oh, every company is under investigation at some time or another. Don't worry. Business as usual. This will blow over. We'll address it. It'll go away. Okay. The CEOs who own the company rolled it, made a ton of money, and they're still working in a big capacity at other companies. The original people that I worked with in 2010, about a half are still there with the company. The other half have moved on to other companies in different positions. They're still in some capacity working in the pharma industry. They had no qualms doing bribes and kickbacks. All us Americans are a means to an end for these corporations. We are getting sick at the expense of a CEO somewhere in Italy laughing at all of us because we're suckers. That infuriates me. And every person in the United States should demand change.
If you work in pharma or the medical device industry, I'd love to hear from you. You can drop me a line at stories@perfectunion.us. Also, if you want to hear more about Lisa's experiences, she wrote about them in this book, False Claims. Go check it out. Thanks so much for watching. Bye.